inner hall of
Welcome to the Inner Hall Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one pansexual, non-monogamish, non-binary-ish feminist hoe living in New York City.
And me, Rodeca, one blank, 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 all of the identities I had before are gone. I don't know, you know, but my life is still a series of coincidences that landed me here. And my pronouns are she, they.
And me, Rob, one non-binary firefighting feminist with the fatty pronouns, they, them, and daddy.
All right, we are here and we're happy to be back. Every episode of the Inner Hall Uprising works like this. Myself and my lovely rotating co-hosts talk about sex, love, and dating as it pertains to current events in the world, our lives, and yours. And occasionally we hit you with interviews with insightful folks or do deep dive episodes on a topic of our choice. This episode, we're back from a rejuvenating summer vacation. We're going to fill you in on all of our life tea, plus a big announcement at the end of the episode that you're not going to want to miss. But before all that, now a word from our sponsor, BetterHelp. We all got problems. Can I get an amen? Y'all got problems up in there?
Amen.
Do you ever find yourself focusing on those problems?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
So much so that it drains all your brain energy from looking for solutions?
100%.
It do be like that. It do unfortunately be like that. It can be tough to train your brain to stay in quote-unquote problem-solving mode when faced with a challenge in life. But when you learn how to find your own solutions, it feels like such a weight off of your shoulders. A therapist can help you become a better problem solver, making it easier to accomplish your goals no matter how big or small. I know with the help of my last therapist that I was able to solve problems that I was having in my friendships, in my career, and in my love life. And as I look for a new therapist, I'm looking for help solving the kinds of problems that come with this transitional period like the one that I'm in. It's really beneficial to have that kind of support in your life, especially during the tough times. And these be trying times, yo. If you're thinking of giving therapy a try, BetterHelp is a great option. It's convenient, accessible, affordable, and entirely online. Get matched with a therapist after filling out a brief survey and switch therapists at any time. That is literally any time. When you want to become a better problem solver, therapy can get you there. Visit betterhelp.com/IHU today to get 10% off your first month. That is betterhelp.com/IHU. And now, since you all have missed us so fucking much, let's get into our first and actually only segment of the day.
Grandma! Yeah. Are you a hoe?
This segment is called Fuck Me and is the segment about our sexual, romantic, and or dating lives. And we got a big welcome back. Rob, when was the last time you've been on the show? 48 years ago?
Last time on the show was summer of 2021. It's been a while.
Wow. Dang.
That's a long ass time, so I'm assuming you got a lot to say, or maybe not so much to say. But what's going on in your sex, love, and or dating life?
I'm Rob, if you did not know. I'm Rob the God, 1/4 of Inner Hall Uprising podcast. And I went overseas for about 9 months for work. I'm an IT specialist outside of being a firefighter. So I was doing IT shit. It was really hot. It was like 100 something degrees every fucking day. But overall, it really wasn't the worst experience on the planet because it had its upsides. One upside is that I was able to do some like low stakes trauma therapy. By low stakes, it's like not talking about like childhood trauma, but you know, like recent, lighter, like easier to digest trauma. You know, it basically, not being home, you don't want to do something like super heavy because you don't really have a support system. You don't want to start struggling mentally and you don't really got nobody to turn to. And working through that, doing written exposure therapy.
Can I cut in and ask you, what is written exposure therapy?
So it's basically like 5 sessions of writing down a specific trauma. So, you know, the therapist will go through some prompts, let you know the feelings that might come up, let you know that everything's okay, essentially, but you know, you will experience some feelings. They'll do a little assessment, like a scale of 1 to 10 or 1 to 100. How do you feel right now? leave the room, you write for a half an hour about one specific experience. So the thing about COVID is I had so many experiences, but I wrote about the one that bothered me the most. Like when somebody said COVID, and when I start to break into sweats and freaking out, like that one instance. So I wrote about that. Basically, once a week, I would spend a half an hour writing about it. So the first time is a lot of scattered thoughts, but then, you know, the prompts will make you focus on one thing, the smells, the sights, like what it felt like, what you saw, the feelings that come up. And basically the point is to desensitize you to it, to let you know that it's just thoughts. Like thoughts cannot hurt you, that it was an experience, but this experience cannot hurt you. And it just makes you able to talk about the experience without being emotionally attached to it. And even though it was just one COVID experience, it helped me with other trauma, like bigger traumas, to go, you know, to really say, I am not my trauma. Like, this is something that happened to me, but this isn't something that is happening to me. So it was a big weight off of my shoulders, especially because I wasn't working. So once I go back to work, I'm interested to see how it kind of fits in to getting through my day-to-day life as a firefighter. But the other important thing that happened, my deployment, is I met my boyfriend. We've been together for 7 months. So we spent about 4.5 months attached by the hip overseas. And now we're in a more long distance kind of relationship. But it's been going great. He's super fucking supportive. And the rarity of having a cishet man who understands my identity and respects my identity and, you know, wants to meet my friends and wants to help me. And it's just generally like accepting and fun. And we're working through our non-monogamy things, like trying to figure out what that looks like. It's a very traditional, untraditional relationship, but it's been a good time. I'm having a lot of fun and definitely gonna marry that nigga. But I tell him that all the time. So I'm weaning off of my medication. If you want to know all about the medications, I've been taking medications for like the past 3 years. And I know I spoke about it in some past episodes, but I have anxiety and depression. But I wanted to use my time away to just try to focus on not just healing, but coping. Having anxiety and depression, like, you can heal from certain aspects, but, you know, like any kind of disability, like, you can't necessarily get rid of it all the time. So to cope with the disability that I have, I decided that I wanted to get off of medication so that I can learn how to truly cope with all of the feelings that I have, because medication makes me tired, it makes me nauseous. Like, sometimes it's cool, sometimes I'm sick, sometimes I can't eat. So I just wanted to experience a more natural way of being, even though I knew it was going to come with the flood of emotions, like raw dog in life type situation. So I just finished my anxiety meds, and then in the next couple months, I'll be reading off my depression medicine. Definitely weaning off has affected my libido, which I'm surprised about, that I just haven't really, I've wanted to have sex, but then I also haven't wanted to have sex, which I think is interesting. Haven't really masturbated. I just be falling asleep, like on the back burner type situation. But it's also been hard in ways that I get waves of anxiety, and I have to learn how to feel it and get through it, because it definitely feels different. Like, I just haven't felt the full weight of an anxiety episode in so long. Like, I didn't realize it'll last for days, as opposed to maybe an hour, maybe a moment. Trying to listen to books and podcasts and try to be present, learning how to live in the moment and saying, like, at this moment, like, if you ask how I'm doing, I'm trying to get in the habit of saying, at this moment, I'm doing okay. Because for the most part, in the moment, I am doing okay. It's other stuff, like in the future, that kind of throws me off. But for the most part, like right now, at this moment in time, this minute, I'm doing okay. I'm sweating a little bit, but real niggas. anyway, but it's been good. Everything's been good. Even when it hasn't been good, it's actually been relatively pretty good. So we fucking out here.
I'm happy to hear that. And I'm very proud of you for taking the step of weaning off your medication as well. I stopped taking my medication about like a couple of months ago. And when I heard you talking about the full weight, I'm like, oh, you just forget how you are. You know, and you're like, oh my gosh, like my brain is working against me in every possible capacity. But it was definitely in the same vein of just like, I just want to learn me.
It's a thing that will always be there.
Yeah.
You know, you might be able to make it really small to the point where it barely affects you, but it's not going to, I mean, I would say at least for me, yeah. I'm confident that it just won't be something. I've been dealing with this since I was a child.
Same.
It's not going to suddenly go away, but it's cool to, like, it feels good to get through it without the aid of medication, but also to know that if it gets bad enough,
yeah,
I'll go back on it. Like, to not try to play myself and not try to tough it out. But right now it's like, I really just want to tough it out. I want to see that I can do it.
Yeah.
Because getting through this last episode, I'm like, all right, Rob, you definitely the fucking shit. Like, you go, girl.
Cool. Thank you very much for sharing. It's nice to hear from you after these past 9 months. Welcome back. Becca, what's going on in your life?
Oh, me? Oh, nothing much. No, I'm just kidding. I have an announcement, I guess. I just feel nervous. It's very weird because I'm not used to having information that, like, I don't, like, that's important, I guess. But I got married, so that's cool. That's very cool. Yeah. Yeah. You know? Oh, and Sam was my witness. So I was going to say, Sam was just like, yeah, Sam was there. So that was cool. Yeah, yeah. In terms of my relationship, I think literally from like day one, we were like, yo, this is really different than what I'm like used to or like what I've ever experienced in my life. And I'm I'm a person who doesn't talk about the things that go on in my head because I always feel like I'm going to burden people. And it's the first time that, like, I've ever had somebody, like, in a relationship really nurture me to just be myself to a point where, like, even I don't know who I am and I've, like, come to get to know who I am and, like, embrace that or start to embrace that because of my husband. Ha, 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 ha. We started dating in December and then we're kind of, like, inseparable by January and then like February, like we're getting married. And we've just been like, ever since February, we've just been talking about the fact that we're basically already married and we had a deadline of the 6 months in. So 8 months in was like, oh snap, we waited and we were responsible about it. But we're very like impulsive whirlwind people and it's been an incredible time to just feel from like genuinely like somebody wants to be with me for me and in ways that like I don't even celebrate. And it's nice. So nice that I was like, I'm gonna marry you. Yo. You're a fun guy. And I'm moving to Texas in 3 weeks. So
that's too much information.
I don't know. Yeah. It's like that. Yeah. I like deleted my social media like 4 months ago. Life is different when you're not like on the I don't know, there's a lot of trees. I don't know, I'm being funny. I just spent a lot of time on social media, so I had to cut myself off of it. And I just felt like I've been really immersed and like I've like re-fallen in love with nature and like being out. So like we were looking at places to live and I was like, we started with the happiest place to live in America, which is like, where is happiness? But you just start there. And then, like, we ended up with Austin because it's, like, the tagline for the city is keep Austin weird. And we always talk about, like, how weird we are as people. And, like, we went to go visit for our honeymoon because we were, like, if we're going to go, we should, like, see it. And, like, we fell in love with it instantly. We stayed in a cabin. We were driving around. It's just, like, the things that you see. I just wanted to see that every day. And it was, like,
we signed the lease while we were out there. And now it's just like, yes, it's been great. I've been also just like making decisions in my personal life that I've never done before. I was very close to, well, not close to, but I spent a long time kind of very close to my sister that I grew up with. But I had to recognize that this is also somebody that I was abused by. And it's hard as an adult to look at her and feel any amount of like, I basically stopped talking to my sister. I don't even think my sister knows that I don't talk to her like that, but she's going to find out if she ever listens. She's listening, so it's good. It's just, I could never heal from the fact that like I was abused in many ways by this person. And unfortunately, I don't see the changes in that person where I would be like, let's have a relationship now and try and talk about those things. So for the first time, I was like, I can't, like, I'm still scared about even just saying this, but it's one of those things where if I did have to have a conversation with her after this, I'd be like, yeah, like, we've never talked about this. I've never felt comfortable. I've always felt like I'm in the presence of someone who could still abuse me. And because she's capable of it, it's a lot of things. So I made the decision where I was just like, I'm just not going to talk to her. And like, I've already kind of gotten what I expected, but I'm going to stand tall in what my decision, because I can't heal if I'm still in proximity of the person who I feel like for the most part has been just, you know, there's a lot I got to heal from. That's all. But yeah, I'm probably going to do that in Austin and start a new life and do some stuff and, you know, plant some things. Not having kids for a while, but if it ever does happen, you know, it'd be nice to have them out in nature and stuff. But yeah, that's my life. Yay.
Congratulations. Thank you. Everything. That's so beautiful.
Thank you.
It's like, surprise.
Yeah.
I was not expecting that.
I was like, I don't even want to like, when we were talking and like planning, because we're always planning before, I was like, I'm not even going to say nothing. It's just an announcement. That's it. Because I'm like, I don't know. But yeah.
No, that's really beautiful. I'm so happy for you. That's fire. I can't believe we're all so happy. Damn, nigga. Out here. What are you? Are you a wife? Are you a partner? Are you a spouse?
Oh, we switch names. I'd be like, girl, like, you know, we chat. Whatever name comes out and feels like it, I call him my lady. He calls me his. It doesn't really matter. We just, whatever feels affectionate, we just throw the name out. But boyfriend happens, girlfriend happens, partner. We still trying to figure that out. Yeah. But
I guess who cares?
Yeah, exactly. It's just like, look, maybe this week we're just feeling girlfriend and boyfriend. Maybe we're feeling partners. Maybe we're feeling like men. I love it when we both feel like men. It's the best. Because I'm like, yes, you know, but it's a good time. Yeah, it's very interchangeable.
Rebecca's a husband.
I'm a husband out here, boy. Yeah, it's a good time. I can't. It's just funny to think that, like, I don't know, the breakup episode. The last, it's been like 4 relationships and now I'm like, you know, married. So it's cool.
That is indeed very cool. Thank you for the major updates, Rodeca. Happy for you guys.
Thank you. What about you, Sam? What's going on over there?
Yeah, we're gonna round it out. You know about me, I don't really be talking about my personal life on this show for the past 4 seasons. So we're gonna keep it to a minimum. But then we got a big show announcement that is very tied to my life. So we'll talk about that. So from the sex, love, and dating front, quick 3-minute recap. Sex is non-existent right now. I, on and off throughout a very long time now, like, struggle with sexual trauma. And, you know, sometimes I'd be dealing with it. I've gone to therapy for it. You overcome it. But like Rob said, shit just, like, is a recurring thing. And I'm going through a recurring thing right now. So the sex life is non-existent. And that feels fine. I think hosting this show at some point, it felt like not fine because it was a show about sex, love, and dating. It's like, I gotta be having sex. I gotta be letting the niggas know what's going on out there. But I think if you've been listening to the show for the past couple of seasons, I've gone to a more sex neutral stance and like it's okay to not have sex and talking about the demisexuality spectrum and the ace spectrum and things like that. And yeah, I think we'll cover that later in the season. But yeah, that's just something that is going through my mind right now. So I'm not really having sex. on the dating front, I'm still with my partner. We're having a fucking blast. So just to like go back to the old thing, this is something that like has come up with in relationships in the past. And I'm not saying like all my partners have been like pretty supportive of it and stuff like that. But it's good when you introduce that side of yourself to yet another partner and they hold space for you. And it's not like a little bit of space, like it's like fucking ample space. So he's treating me really, really well and makes me feel like safe and supported and not pressured or anything like that to like get her feel better and is like super proud of me. Like in the morning, I'm like, I just did like trauma meditation. It went well. I'm a mountain. Nothing can weather my storm. And he's babe, you are a mountain.
That's beautiful.
So yeah, it's been really good. And we just have had a blast of a summer. Yesterday we came back from camping and it was super cool and we were like scaling mountains together and shit like that. And it just feels like this is the person who like matches my energy and matches like this transitional era of my life. So I'm really happy to be with him. And he's going to a concert with Rob tomorrow.
Whoa! That's
awesome. Yeah, we're going to see Lupe Fiasco, baby.
Hey!
Yeah.
That's cool.
He very much feels like someone who fits into not just my life, but, you know, I care about, like, community and my family and stuff like that. And he's, like, a good addition to all of those things. So growing outward with him. To that end, on the love front, on the last episode before our break, I said something along the lines of, I am trying to love and be loved during the fascistic downfall of our society. I still do believe that it is the fascistic downfall of our society. I'm sorry. I'm not a doomer. I'm just a realist. But just like in this next phase of my life, thinking about what the fuck that really looks like in terms of loving myself and loving other people and having other people love me. I don't know what it looks like yet, but that's a question that's constantly on my mind. So that's my life.
I feel like everyone mentions sex, so I'm gonna say I am not having sex either. Sex is weird over here. I don't know what's going on. That we were both like, we don't know what sex is. We're just finally figuring out like how to have sex consciously, because it feels like sometimes I'm like going to another space and I'm like, oh no, I want to be here. So I just want to say we all not having sex. It's just, that's life right now. Yeah,
because I'm not having sex either. And it's partially by choice, partially because of health, and partially like not by choice because of the distance. But I thought I was going to die. And I'm realizing like it's really not that fucking serious. And it's very lit to go. We'll do it when we fucking do it. Like that.
Without the pressure.
The relationship that's important. Mm-hmm. It's lit to just be existing and having your partner go, it's okay, like I don't hate you because we're not fucking.
For sheezy. All right, is everybody ready for the big show announcement now that we've discussed our life things?
Yeah,
let's do it.
Let's not do a drum roll over the microphones because that's poor practice, but if you're at home in your car, well, maybe not in your car, if you have access to your hands, do a drum roll, please. If you don't, please do not do a drum roll. I don't want to be responsible for an accident. Cars are very dangerous. Okay, it's time to get sincere right quick. And this is regarding the entire show. But I'm going to speak from I'm Sam, point of view, because it's a decision that I made. So in case you didn't know or haven't gathered, I love this show. I love my co-hosts. Love you guys. I love you listeners, past and present. I love the patrons. I love the folks who donated their coins, especially. No, I'm just kidding. I love our greater IHU community, from our BBB homies to our other pods who we are in community with, past and present. Our past guests, our past co-hosts, anyone who's ever shared a bit of their light with my baby in our whole uprising, my first baby. After my little brother. He's like actually my first baby, but anyway. All that being said, this baby is now in college and its parent, that's me, needs to go on that big vacation to like Alaska or whatever, I don't know, that parents do when their kid is all grown up. And by that very elaborate metaphor, I mean that after the season, Inner Ho Uprising, at least in this current fashion, will be coming to an end indefinitely. Dun, dun, dun. Are you guys shocked?
So shocked. You didn't tell us this before.
Oh, no, my gosh.
Imagine it was like Sam has a big announcement and we're just sitting here like slack jawed. No, you're all good.
Like, oh, shit.
That would be like fucked up in theory, but it would make for good TV.
It would.
Like, if I was a reality show producer, I would definitely lean into that. Like if you guys were
Bad Days Club,
like, you'd be like, yo, I'm gonna get these.
They're gonna be gagged. All right. What the fuck was I talking about again?
Indefinitely.
Okay. Since you all have been rocking with me, us, this podcast for 10 seasons now, I think it's well within my duty to tell you a bit about why. So I'll go through a little bit of bullet points. And this is actually very similar to a conversation that I had with the co-host. So we're getting real intimate here. So I think that there are infinite, meaningful, valuable things to say about sex, love, and dating from our IHU, Black Queer Feminist perspective. I, however, don't think I'm the vessel for that anymore, or at least I'm not inspired to be at this time and on this platform. As I mentioned, fascistic downfall, haha. Global warming, haha. The world is low-key ending. It's actually high-key ending. I think every day it ends a little bit more and worse, but the world is low-key ending, and I wish to do less work, particularly unpaid work, and to keep it a buck, or to not keep it a buck, because we don't make that many bucks. Yeah, we just never generated enough revenue for this to be our full-time jobs. You know, Rob just said, I am a firefighter. I'm in the army. Rebecca's been a fucking flight attendant, amongst other things. Like, who has two jobs right now? I'm always working on several podcasts at once. This podcast has never been our job, guys. And it's not our fault that it doesn't make money or enough money to sustain us. Capitalism sucks, and most independent podcasts can't. And if people tell you that, I'm sorry, they're lying. They're lying. Yeah, I love talking shit. I think that's pretty clear. Doing research, cracking jokes, hanging out with my friends weekly, obviously, interviewing people, telling stories, entertaining and educating people. But there are aspects of this podcast that I'm responsible for, and straight up, I don't want to do it no more. I don't like editing this podcast. I don't like editing this. It's like how fucking Dr. Umar repeats things five times. I don't like editing this podcast. I don't enjoy being lead coordinator. I love that you deleted all your social medias. I would love to delete all of my social medias. I don't like how online I have to be to keep up with things to generate content for this show. A lot. Like, it makes me very resentful of society, and I don't think that's something that somebody should feel. I shouldn't, like, hate all of TikTok, but I do. That's not healthy. I want to go out with a bang as opposed to a fizzle, and I want to go out before I become resentful of this project, my co-hosts, all of you listeners, any of that type of shit. I don't like to feel that. So after a very rejuvenating summer, I'm in a place mentally and spiritually where I feel like I can accomplish that this season. And being that this is season 10, we would be a perfect 10 if we ended on this note. So I think that's very fitting. Anything to say before I say the last little bit here, guys?
I'd like to say that it's been a good fucking run. So I'm very happy to go out with a bang. I'm happy that I came back in time for this shit. Imagine I just stayed overseas. It just ended. I never came back. But it happened perfectly. I think it's time as well. Even though I'm a little sad about it, some things just run its course and grow up, and You gotta let that baby go. So I'm excited for what's next for all of us. And we got to bond over making a fucking podcast. How cute. How 2020 of us.
Yeah, for real. You guys just said it both perfectly, so I didn't know what else to say other than, like, I just really appreciate you guys always for listening. And the community that we have around this show has definitely, like, shape the community, and you guys have shaped, like, who I am as a person, and, like, the growth that I'm trying to do now, as well as the growth that I have done, I wouldn't have been able to do in any capacity. Well, maybe, but definitely not in this capacity if it wasn't for this experience. So just happy to have seen it all the way through, but then also that we're not extending it to the point that anybody's, like, not feeling good about it. So it's nice to just be like, let's do it and be intentional about how we close it out.
You don't want to be Supernatural.
Yeah.
I ran for like 20 seasons.
Or The Walking Dead.
I don't think it needed to. Or The Walking Dead.
Grey's Anatomy.
Grey's Anatomy. Yeah. There's a lot of things, and you don't want to be that. So we're not going to be that. So buckle up, because from now until the end of November, you're in store for the last dance, the final hurrah, our swan song, the last act, our farewell appearance, our famous last words, the cumination.
Yes.
It's going to be good. If you at home or wherever the fuck you are listening have special memories or moments of IHU that you'd like to share with us, drop us a line. It makes us feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and we'll play them on our final episode. To share your thoughts, you can leave a voicemail to the number that I didn't write fucking down because it's the last season. I'm so sorry. But you're going to hear it in a different voice now. 404-491-9158. Again, that is 404-491-9158. That's right. I just edited that number in, and the number will be in the show notes. Thank you for rocking with us for 10 seasons, and see you all next week. Have a lovely motherfucking week because you deserve to. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes.
Although
we've come
it's unnatural. You belong to me. I belong to you.
We can't continue because it's so off. We're all trying to keep up with each other. It's just getting slower and slower.